back to the Positive Gains podcast. And today, my special guest is Lexi with Beautifully Reborn. She is a local esthetician and laser technician, and she offers a lot of services here in the Gila Valley. So, Lexi, thank you for being on.
Thank you for having me.
So why did you decide to become an esthetician? What led you behind the thinking for that?
Well, I've over the years of like growing up, I've always suffered from PCOS, which is ovarian cyst disease, where you grow like facial hair, excessive weight, and I've also suffered from cystic acne, which really pushed me. Like, I wanted to always be my own boss, so it pushed me to want to better myself, and not only that, but give self-confidence back to other women and men that don't have it, because I suffered from it. It was definitely a really eye-opening for me in February of last year when I almost lost my life at Freeport. I realized that I wanted to do something that made me feel like I had a purpose. And so it pursued me to go back to school. My husband helped me, and it just really inspired me to be there for other people and give back to somebody, because you don't really get a second chance in life sometimes.
So you kind of touched on a little bit, but what about the challenges? Like, if people want to pursue being an esthetician, like, what are some of the challenges that you face as far as like schooling? Because I know traveling, right, back and forth. Mm-hmm. What other kind of things do you kind of run into?
I feel like trying to balance a life when you're driving 2 hours to school every day and back can be very challenging. I feel like anybody can do it. I just feel like people don't take that step because they're too scared. And I feel like people should take the step and be able to conquer their dreams and just take it. Like, there's never a right moment in life that you can prepare yourself for any type of dream. So I would think everyone's biggest challenge is just taking that first step. But I think anyone can do it. Like, studying is very hard, but it was worth it. It was a 6-month program. Then I took a week off and went to Phoenix and Chandler to do laser technician. Was 15 days straight, but I feel like anybody can really honestly do it. It is a lot of work. It's a lot of dedication, but if you're really inspired with what you're doing, I think you would absolutely love doing it, and people actually accomplish it.
Are the classes, are they smaller size? I mean, because it seems like a lot of people are going through it, as there are quite a bit of people in there. And my second question is that a little difficult to deal with, like, as far as seeing so many people in there? Does it mess with your mind a little bit?
For aesthetics, it really does sometimes, because I feel like once a month there's new starts coming in, and there's so many people going on. They have new starts program, and then they have you, and then after a while you get used to the flow. But it is getting used to meeting so many different people, personalities all at once. I actually loved my school because of the girls. The girls made it such a really fun experience. I still talk to all of them today, but the class sizes are quite big when it comes to aesthetics. You start in small groups, but then after your first month, you end up going with a lot of other girls. And it can be very overwhelming because you got used to your small group and the same people. And then you get, you know, thrown into a huger group, which it can be very stressful and overwhelming the first week with them. So that part is definitely hard. I did absolutely love SAA Laser Institute. They only have a maximum of 7 girls, so you get more hands-on for laser, and they're way better than National Laser Institute. They have 30 kids per classroom. First 4 days for them is, you know, reading, not hands-on. With Laser Institute, with SAA, you go in there and every single day is 1 hour theory, just like aesthetics, and the rest of the day is nothing but hands-on. And I still talk to her today. Like, she's an amazing professional. Like, being able to reach out to her, she educates you. You have a year after school to go back if you need a refresher and more hands-on. So I highly recommend SAA Laser Institute in Phoenix and Chandler. Michelle Fox is absolutely amazing. I definitely love her.
And the services, what are all the services that you currently offer right now?
I offer a lot. So I do laser hair removal. I do pigmented lesions, vascular veins, and skin rejuvenation. That's just the laser itself. I offer facials, waxing, plasma fibroblasts, microneedling, brow lamination tint, henna brows, body sculpting, teeth whitening. I offer very many services. My dream is to be that one-stop shop where clients build that confidence and they build that, you know, self-esteem with you, but they're comfortable with you. So they don't have to keep finding other people to be comfortable with. They're able to be comfortable with you and come to you for everything that they desire.
And now kind of switching gears and getting into the feedback, you know, so people are obviously telling you this and that, I mean, but you're getting so many people in. So you're talking right now about being, having people feel comfortable with you and things like that. So I imagine when you're given a service, people are kind of opening up. Mm-hmm. They have a good experience and then they share with other people. So then it brings other people in. So I guess in some ways, instead of just offering a service, it's almost like a double whammy, right? Like you're,
yes,
I don't want to say a counselor, but you know, people kind of confide in you because, you know, you're all up in their space for a long amount of time. So yeah, what's been the feedback like?
I can honestly say the feedback has been absolutely amazing. I get a very, very many compliments on how organized I am and efficiency. A lot of people love that I'm very mature and I respond in a very quickly matter of messages, but they feel confident here. They feel like I have the skills, I have the knowledge, and I get very many compliments about my knowledge. So I feel like people love being around people who are educated, but not only that, that have the personal experience. Like a lot of people feel confidence with me because I have PCOS, and a lot of women suffer from that as well. So it's nice to be able to relate to somebody and be able to experience, like, okay, she understands me. I feel better now. I'm not alone. So I definitely love the feedback because I get it often, and it amazes, amazes me how like excited they get. They're like, okay, like this is comfortable, especially with laser, because people, you know, they get scared about it, but they're definitely, the feedback has been absolutely a blessing, and I'm very amazed with it.
Another thing I've kind of looked at is the community, right, amongst the laser technicians and aesthetics in general, and you know how many people are doing it, and it seems like there's more than I could have ever imagined, right? But we live in such a small area, we don't have as many. So how hard is it to be creative into you know, drawing people in? Are you hoping that people come back based off of the services that you offer and then the good things that they say? Are you kind of marketing yourself too out there to bring people in? Like, just, I guess from a creator standpoint, like what types of things are you looking at as far as trying to bring people in?
I feel like I'm a very creative person. I do have friends that like my ideas and, you know, take them, which I want them to, because none of us have the same clientele. Like that's what it's all about. It's like sisterhood, like helping one another. Right. So I do think I have very much creativity. I do marketing. I do have a lot of vendor events that are coming up to market. You know, the laser is definitely pain-free. I feel like my personality and me always being like accepting everybody for who they are comes in more and like draws people to come in. But word of mouth in Safford is like ultimative, the biggest thing. Like when people say, oh my gosh, it really was pain-free, they go and spread the word. And like now I have girls coming in left and right, and it really makes me happy. I'm like, it was definitely worth the investment.
And so you're talking about investment, the hard work that you put in, the driving. What advice would you give to somebody that is interested in doing it, but like you said, maybe they don't know how to, you know, approach it? What would you tell them if they're apprehensive about doing it?
I would say message me. I am an open book. I am willing to discuss anything with you, walk everybody through every single step. It is scary, it is challenging, but I think anybody can literally do it. The investment is, I feel like it's a struggle, but it's also the fun part, because now you get to watch your investment grow, but it doesn't start until you start. So if anybody has any questions, the procedures, how it goes, everyone who knows me knows I'm an open book, and I will literally help anybody get through it. But the first step is to register for school and definitely get the move on. It does make things complicated in our town because Safford does not offer an aesthetics program. And I know some girls are scared to go to school because they feel like it's overpopulated, and it's not. Like, there's enough for everyone. Like, our industry, there's so many women coming in. The mine is growing here. So a lot of people are coming in, which are new clientele for everyone. And I feel like there's enough room for everyone. So I don't think girls should get discouraged about that. Like, we can share everyone.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It's part of being an adult, right? Mm-hmm. That kind of gets lost in translation, but that's a whole nother topic. So my last thing is, what's next? You talked about doing the events with the vendors and getting out there. What else do you have going on for you in the future?
Hopefully soon I will be eventually extending the studio. If things keep going as planned, the studio will start getting extended and bringing in some more heavy equipment. Like, I am licensed in laser tattoo removal, and I do want to start bringing that machine in as well. So extending my room so I can have a lot more beautiful toys.
Wow. Well, that'll be nice. Any lasting thoughts or impressions that you want to leave? I appreciate you being on and all the hard work that you've done and that you continue to do. Like I said, if there's anything that, you need from the podcast, let me know. But, it's been a pleasure having you on. I'll give you the last word.
Anybody can do anything. You just have to set your mind to it. So I think anybody can start a dream. It just takes that first step.
Well, you heard it there, folks. Lexi, thank you for being on, and you're welcome back on anytime, and good luck with your business ventures.
Thank you for having me.